Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Nominations are open for the annual Women in Biometrics Awards. The program, now in its third year, recognizes the efforts of female leaders in the biometric identity and security industry. Secure ID News executive editor Chris Corum is one of the founders of the awards program.
Several years ago, at one of the industry conferences that focuses on biometrics and security, I was having a discussion with some longtime colleagues who'd been around the space for a long time, as I have, and we were excited about the fact that the biometrics as a technology was really coming into its own and that the industry was maturing. And it came up in conversation just how interesting it is that there have been so many women who've contributed significantly to the growth of the industry, and how many of our end users at big government agencies and big corporations were actually females driving some of this technology growth.
Organizers expect at least 100 nominations, which can be submitted online at womeninbiometrics.com. Anyone can nominate a colleague, an end user, a client, even themselves, just by providing a little bit of background information on why the nominee is an ideal candidate. 4 to 6 recipients have been honored in past years.
You know, there's a lot of perceptions that technologies and leading technologies like biometrics are really a male-dominated industry. And while that's probably true, there's been tremendous contributions and are always ongoing tremendous contributions in this biometric space by women. Some of our greatest technical breakthroughs, some of our greatest companies are led by females, some of our greatest end users who are driving projects that are helping secure us in the government and corporate space are driven by women. So we decided that it was really important to recognize this and hopefully encourage others to get involved in this technology and other technologies. I have a daughter myself, and to me, this is the kind of thing that I hope she pursues, the sciences and really things that can better our communities and make ourselves more secure.
The winners will be honored in New York City in mid-November. The awards will be handed out as part of the SIA Honors Night ceremony during the ISC East event.
The attention has become beyond national to international, and it's kind of disseminated out from the industry into the end user sector as well. So we expect the program to continue to grow this year. Additionally, our partnership with the Security Industry Association, or SIA, has really, really helped this program to flourish. We've got a great venue now where we honor the awardees in Manhattan at a really nice dinner during a reception where other security industry awards are presented. Last year, SIA came on board as our presenting sponsor. The SIA partnership has really given us a great place to award the recipients with their actual plaque and get them up in front of a large audience. It's really a wonderful first-class evening. But beyond that, the reach that SIA has into the security community, the issuers, end users, developers, integrators is unmatched. So it's given us great exposure as well. And I hope for SIA, it's allowed their members to see the importance of biometrics and how that's a growing and really strengthening facet of the security industry. We're getting great attention from around the world now and lots of strong nominations from both the private sector, the companies developing biometric technologies, and the public sector and corporate sector of end users who are utilizing biometrics. Both sides are equally important to the growth and the maturation of the biometrics industry. So for me, it's a great thing. As I said, I've got a daughter, and I love the idea that women are driving technology and even some of the highest and greatest technologies that we have, like biometrics, and to encourage younger women getting into STEM and into the workplace, I think programs like this are really valuable to help do that. So I'm just thankful to be a part of it, and I hope to see it continue to flourish and grow.
SIA is now a co-presenter of the event. Don Erickson is CEO of SIA, which represents about 800 manufacturers and integrators of electronic devices.
I think biometric technology is absolutely one of the top 2 or 3 growth areas for the security industry. I mean, in my view, as somebody who uses biometrics for banking and healthcare and other applications, what I see in security is a lot of different manufacturers adopting biometrics, particularly in the area of identity management. And it's giving assurance to users that people are who they say they are, and giving more credibility to security systems themselves. What we've seen, if you look at various market reports, regardless of the source, the projection on biometric growth is pretty astounding. I was just looking at some numbers, and back in 2015, there were approximately 6 million biometric authentications, and by most projections, that's going to reach approximately 770 million or close to 800 million authentications. And what does that tell you? Obviously, it's trust in biometrics. It's economical in terms of the infrastructure, and it gives confidence to security directors as well that they'll have trust in validating identity. And that's what I mean, that's such a key part of identity management today.
Erickson says SIA took on a key role in the Women in Biometrics Awards program because of Chris Quorum's ongoing involvement in SIA initiatives and industry respect for his Regarding ID publication. Erickson would also like to see a more diversified workforce.
Diversity in the security industry is not a new problem. Whether you're talking about women or minorities, it's something that has existed, unfortunately, for a long time. I'm proud of the fact that, at least at our association, we've hired women in positions of leadership and management to run departments, for example, that are quite effective. And I think in the case of this awards program, we saw it as an opportunity to showcase the best and the brightest in the biometrics field, who happen to be women. But I think the awards program, what I really love about it, it's forward-looking. It's embracing a technology that really is getting wider and wider adoption each and every day, not just in the security industry, but in some of the other applications and industries such as healthcare and financial services. So I think what it represents symbolically is a commitment by the security industry through these individuals to promote women and their expertise within biometrics. But for the individuals themselves, it's about thought leadership and showcasing them as people who can create change and spur innovation in technology, particularly biometrics, within the industry.
A distinguished panel of judges will independently evaluate nominations. From the pool of nominations received by the September 29th deadline, a small group of finalists will be selected. Then four winners will be chosen. We'll tell you about those winners in October. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.